Hi everybody, it's 10:55 PM, Wednesday, November 23, 2005. This is Jem and you're listening to the Misadventures in Taiwan podcast. Today's topic is going to be pretty interesting. We delve into piss drinking, toys, action figures, and stuff. But before we begin, I should warn you, piss drinking is not like X-rated shit. I mean stuff, alright? So don't turn off your MP3 players or iPods yet. I haven't gotten into like their realm of pornography yet. But anyway, last week I was in Taipei. We had this like international forum for digital art or something, which, you know, like the animation graduate school students had to go and help set up the seminar, but I didn't do anything. I was just like there to hang out, you know. I'm like more of a wallflower. I tend to stand at the sidelines munching potato chips, letting other people do the work or something. But anyway, I was in Taipei. I shot some good photos. You know, if we were at school, you guys would probably hate me because I'd be like one of those people like just snickering and stuff. But yeah, but at least I don't like bother people. I don't like get in the way. But anyway, what was I saying? So while I was in Taipei, I shot a bunch of photos and videos, and I'm trying to like string them together so to present a decent video podcast for you guys. But yeah, it's kind of looking weird because, yeah, whatever. So anyway, that's it, and I'm gonna put some photos of my Taipei trip up in my blog. You could check out the blog post that this podcast will be in. I'll put some sample photos up anyway. Just check it out. Alright, if you're listening to me via iTunes, beside like my beside like my podcast's name, there's this little gray arrow. Just click on it and you'll be led to my website. Woohoo! Anyway, so like now we reach into the real topic of the day, which is piss drinking. What is piss drinking? Some people drink piss here in Taiwan. I don't know about like in other countries, but piss drinking isn't exactly unknown among the Chinese peoples or something. My mother mentioned to me that so and so like believed in piss drinking as a form of, I don't know, medicine or something, like healing or curing, whatever, because there is something called niao liao. Liao is like curing and niao is piss, and I guess some people believe drinking urine has all these like health benefits. Don't ask me what. I also know that people drink piss if they're like, you know, like in earthquakes and you're like trapped under a building or something and there's no like fresh water, and some people drink like piss to survive. It's different from that. It's like, okay, I have like a friend and she says like her uncle or something drinks piss every morning. The first piss of the day is supposed to be like super healthy or something, and yeah, he drinks like a cup of that daily, and he's like pretty strong, and he's like, you know, a senior citizen, so, you know, who knows, right? But that's not it. That's not what I'm going to talk to you about. So my friend was like watching this television show like recently, just a couple of months ago, and it featured a family, which the whole family, you know, the family that drinks piss together stays together. They drink piss, the whole family. Like there's like a mom, a dad, and like two kids, the traditional nuclear family, and well, the kids also drink piss together with their parents, and they're, I don't know, oh yeah, one more thing, like the piss of a boy a virgin boy who hasn't like screwed anyone yet, is supposed to be like healthy or something. So the dad would like collect the piss of his son, and am I grossing you out? Because like, you know, I'm, yeah, whatever. So anyway, to the dad, like in the news story, right, he collects the piss of his son and he makes them into like popsicles. He freezes them and lets his son and daughter lick from the popsicles, and he also drinks that piss together with his wife, which is like, okay, right? Yeah, my friend saw that in a news story, and I'm to prove that I'm wouldn't shit bullshit you. Usually if I bullshit you, like the next sentence after, I already tell, hey, I'm lying. But anyway, this one, I searched for, I'm like, yeah, is this for real, right? So I searched for it on Google and I found this news article. It's not on the family itself, but it's about the show that featured this family. Apparently the interviewer was some Taiwanese celebrity or someone called Ai Sha, and this lady, girl, whatever, she interviewed them, and she was also tricked into eating one of these like popsicle sticks. And but the thing is, the article is like, oh yeah, and this like celebrity, right, she licked the popsicle stick and she's like, what the hell is this? And it's like piss, and she's like, what the fuck, right? So the title of the article is like, Taiwanese celebrity Aisha tricked into eating popsicle piss popsicle, right? Anyway, so the page referencing this is in Chinese simplified, which means it's like a page from China, mainland China, woohoo. So it's like, so my friend, so I showed it to my friend, I was like, is this the one, is this is to show that you saw this news article and the, I mean, this bit, this feature on the piss drinking family from, is the, did I search for the right one? And she's like, yeah, it's correct, it's that one. Because I wanted to make sure, I usually try to have links or photos of, you know, to back things up, like that I say. I mean, it's also pretty interesting if you could, like, you know, cross-reference stuff, like, you know, like you, my listeners. Anyway, so I found that, right? I told you that the article about the Taiwanese celebrity interviewer who got, you know, tricked into eating the popsicle, piss popsicle thing. Anyway, so the article was, like, in Chinese, simplified. So, simplified Chinese, whatever. Like, that's what they use in mainland China, which is, like, pretty similar to traditional Chinese, except the characters kind of look weird, like they're missing something. It's like, imagine, okay, guys, people who are fluent in reading English, so you of course we read English, right? We read, you know, books, and but thing is, sometimes if you're online, you see, like, young kids nowadays, they write things like, okay, if they, so let's meet up later. Meet will have, like, one small E and a capital letter E and all these weird, like, symbols. It's readable. It's very legible. It's readable. You know what they're saying, but you have to, like, take, you have to pause for, like, maybe 5 seconds to comprehend that sentence because, like, it's spelled differently and there are all these numbers and, you know, like, you know, young kids nowadays, they can't, like, spell. I can't spell for shit too nowadays, but, you know, yeah, whatever. So, you know what I'm talking about, like, internet spellings. It's really weird and sometimes they don't even, like, okay, I understand, like, the need for abbreviation, but many times these kids, they don't, it's not abbreviating, it's just, like, make randomly inserting capital letters and small letters. But, so the point is, reading simplified Chinese for someone who's used to traditional Chinese, reading traditional Chinese, if she or he looks at Chinese simplified characters, they're pretty familiar, except you'll have to, like, pause for, like, a while to see what the hell that simplified Chinese character is. It's just the way, like, normal English readers are, like, subjected to, like, a few minutes of, like, whoa, what the hell is that? You know, to, like, to understand, like, those, like, you know, what young people are writing nowadays on the internet. So anyway, since I couldn't, like, it took me, like, a long time to read the article in simplified Chinese, my friend said, hey, open up Microsoft Word and, like, paste it in and convert it to traditional characters. I'm like, shit, but I don't have Microsoft Word. And she's like, what are you, like, from the Stone Ages? I'm like, no, I'm actually, like, from the modern times because I use OpenOffice, right? Because, you know, I'm, like, a loser. So anyway, so I opened OpenOffice and she's like, see, there's no conversion, like, tool for Chinese simplified to Chinese traditional, and I'm like, no shit, why isn't there? Then I found out, hey, there is one. It's under tools and convert and whatever. It's too boring to tell you, like, here, and, you know, you guys wouldn't, like, I mean, it's, like, you know, whatever, confusing. So just, like, visit the blog, and in the blog post that this podcast will be in, I'll put up photos of, like, thing, if you ever need. Because, like, I'm gonna put the link to that piss drinking family article, and if you, ever, like, I mean, you know, the piss, yeah, this, if, and if you visit it, you know, you might be, like, confronted with, like, Chinese simplified characters, and to spare you guys a headache, I'm also gonna, like, give you the steps on how to convert it to, like, Chinese traditional, in case you want to read it, in case you could read Chinese anyway. So yeah, whatever. So anyway, did I make, yeah, that was, like, so totally unclear. Oh yeah, shit, I'm reading, like, that article now, I forgot. That article says that that lady, right, the Taiwanese celebrity interviewer, she was tricked into drinking the piss popsicle, right, like I said, but it wasn't just that, it's, like, the popsicle, like, kind of melted, so it's, like, became yellow, and of course, I bet, you know, she was thinking, like, this isn't lemon, this isn't pineapple, but anyway, by the way, that part wasn't in the news, the part, like, about the lemons and pineapples, but the part about it melting is in the article, and she said, like, whoa, anyway, it was like, melting, and she was practically drinking, like, liquid piss instead of, like, munching on frozen popsicle piss, which is, like, even grosser, right, because, I mean, the only time, aside from, like, you know, I mean, the only time you've heard of people drinking piss is, like, in porn, right, it's not, like, regular people, you know, like, whole family. I mean, if this was elsewhere, I mean, as I said, like, in Chinese communities everywhere, you would always hear of one or two people who drink their own piss, like, for health reasons, right? But never a whole family. My mother never told me things about that. So, and my friend only heard about this piss drinking family when she watched that TV show. And the thing is, so the family, you know, they drink their piss, and the kids too, but if this was elsewhere, I bet they would be, like, arrested, like, you know, I don't know, for child abuse or something, but hey, this family, you know, it was, like, you know, lauded a national TV, lauded, so whatever. Okay, next, hey, I want Christmas presents, all right? Okay, you know, I'm not, like, that thick face, but anyway, there's some things that I really, really want as Christmas presents. They're like toy sets of the cubes. They're like these super cute, kind of like Lego-looking toys. And they're like, they simulate like this, like, cubicle, like, Dilbert, you know, office environment. And I've put up photos in my blog, and yeah, whatever. If you want to send them to me, like, email me first so I could, like, you know, give you my address, because I'm not giving my address online. So anyway, that'll also, like, prevent, like, duplicate gifts. But, you know, considering that nobody's written to me yet, so whatever. Next, perm press. What the hell is that? Do you guys know what a perm press is? Because, like, when I was drying my clothes, we have, like, this new dryer here in the dorm, and it's, like, this American version. Okay, our washing machines are, like, Japanese models, right? So instead of, like, Chinese characters, you have, like, Japanese characters. I'm like, shit, does this mean wash or what? And the, you know, dryer is, like, you know, an American model with English words, which is fine, which I understand. Like, there are three settings: delicates, perm press, and solid colors or something, whites and colors, I don't remember. But thing is, what is perm press? You know, I understand the words. I know, you know, you perm your hair, or permanent press, yeah. Okay, I mean, does it mean, pressing your clothes, ironing your clothes, what, the jar is gonna iron clothes? I don't know, so I made a Google search for perm, like, my spit is all over the place. So, perm press, what is perm press? If you search for it on Google with quotation marks before and after, before perm and after press, you will be the first search result will be something about this. Wait, don't turn it off. I'm gonna do this search again. What the you have found it. Okay, perm press. The first thing you'll be led to is this site called The Old New Thing. And it's really pretty funny, because, like, why is perm press in this site? So it's like something like this dude or girl, whatever, wrote that last year, boil first, then mash. That's the title of her post. The post is dated May 24, 2005, so it's like just a few months ago. Anyway, it said, last year, British school children ages 6 and 7 went to a farm and were baffled by the long, pointy orange things. Those specialized in plant biology have a special term for these strange objects. Carrots. Carrots, okay. Their older siblings didn't seem to be faring much better. A 3-year study revealed that modern Scottish school children lacked skills such as understanding clothing care instructions, sewing a button, and knowing that you boil the potatoes before you mash them. But the post writer, like, then goes on to, like, say that, okay, she also, or he, doesn't understand, like, totally understand those clothing care instructions anyway, like those circles inside, like, triangles and stuff. But hey, at least you could, like, search for it on the internet, right? Those things. And while it's true that the post writer could sew a button, she or he can draw a straight line or with constant tension too, so it's okay. And then the writer goes on to say, I'm sure every generation bemoans lost skills. Our ancestors probably shook their heads in disappointment when their children demonstrated themselves unable to churn butter, blah blah blah. And then, you know, then the comments below are like a bunch of really funny comments about, like, people also, like, sharing their experiences of people lacking, like, certain general knowledge things. Like, there were a bunch of commenters who posted, like, oh, I have, like, friends or roommates or classmates in university who also don't know that you have to, like, boil things before you cook them and blah blah blah. And someone said here that his wife, who was a teacher, had a student who didn't know, I mean, who asked this question, if France is a city in the UK, stuff like that. I was just like, I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, and also, oh yeah, and like, why I was talking about perm press, that's why I talked about this. So anyway, there were many commenters who's like, yeah, I know, washing machines, like, who knows what perm press means. So I'm like, yeah, okay, so this is like the first result on Google, but it doesn't really lead me to an answer for perm press. But then again, if you scroll down, it says something like, perm press means it releases, like, methanol, which is, like, you know, I don't know, rubbing alcohol, which makes your clothes, like, well, not wrinkled, so, which is, like, cool, I guess. So yeah, whatever, what am I talking about? This is, like, kind of getting too boring, so I'm gonna stop very soon. But anyway, the point is like nobody really knows any general knowledge things, because, like, hold on, general knowledge things, like, who really, I mean, like, what was funny about, like, the person who thought France was, like, a city in Britain, because, like, we here, like, in, like, especially in my department, we're not really known or famed for our knowledge in history or, like, current events or stuff. Like, say, I have, like, a classmate who thought that Laos, L-A-O-S, because, like, you know, in Chinese, like, the country, it's, like, Liao country, and that country used to be, like, a certain medieval country in the, you know, like in China, like a long, long, long time ago. It's kind of like, you know, someone who thought like the War of the Roses and like this place still exists, but it doesn't really anymore. But they thought like it still does and it's like a modern country. Well, anyway, like, yeah, like this friend like thought that Laos is like that country in China a long, long, long time ago, which doesn't exist anymore because it's just like an old name in history books, but she's heard of it. But actually it's not, because it's like a modern country and somewhere in Vietnam. Near Vietnam or Burma, something somewhere there. I don't know either. But anyway, so, you know, I mean, general knowledge, I mean, who's to say what's general and not? And that leads me to Primpress. Well, I still am not that sure yet about what it is, but it's okay. By the way, to the people who wrote me about my USB on the go how-to instructional video, thank you so much for the encouragement. All your comments and tips and positive and negative responses really, like, you know, well, it'll help me to make a better video, except I'm still not, like, I mean, my technical skills aren't still super good, so I don't know if my Taipei video will be, like, super good, but anyway. By the way, Tire, oh, by the way, in that video, I showed her this, like, cover, this album cover, and I asked you guys to guess what it is, and Tire, T-I-R-E, was the first to email me, Tire was the first to email me the right reply. Yes, it's Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division. Robert from Seattle, Washington, also emailed me, but he got the album title wrong. He said Joy Division, Unknown Mysteries. Actually, he didn't email me. He sent me a guestbook. But anyway, it's not Unknown Mysteries. It's Unknown Pleasures. But you got, you know, half of it right. You got the band name right, which is pretty good. Jeru, G-R-O-O, of homepage.eircom.net/curlybrace-G-R-O-O, blah, 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 blah. He also got the right answer, but he just replied a couple of days ago. So Tara is still, like, the winner. He's still the first responder. But, you know, he doesn't get a prize because, like, you know, I'm lame and I can't afford, like, presents, but whatever, you know, I just wanted to announce the winner, because, like, I built, yeah, whatever. So anyway, yeah, that was long and not very helpful and kind of disgusting, because, like, the main topic was, like, about piss drinking. But anyway, I just, you know, wanted to, like, show you guys, you know, right? Anyway, like, don't try it, alright? And don't force your kids to drink piss or whatever. I mean, you know, it's, like, totally different things. Like, I mean, if you guys get arrested by, like, child welfare society or something, you know, can't blame me. Okay, well, there you go. Have a good day, and sorry for all the ums and ahs and oohs and you knows, alright? I'm trying to, like, cut that out. Okay, that's it. Bye.